Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
How you doing, Dave?
Delightful. How are you guys?
I'm exhausted.
You look it.
Yeah.
We today, can see each other today.
I'm struggling tonight.
You barely have your eyes open.
Yeah. Worse than normal.
You're actually wearing a nightie, which is really disturbing.
Mm-hmm. We are recording from my bed. I am all tucked in, just waiting for these guys to finish up and leave.
Yeah, that's usually how my interactions with bedrooms go. Finish up and get out, would you please?
Yeah. Everyone you've ever been with is just waiting for you to finish up and leave.
I mean, how much waiting is there involved in that, though?
Not much. 3 to 7 milliseconds tops. Mm. So, Dave.
What about you, man? How are you doing?
Me?
I was gonna wait for Dave to ask, but apparently he's got no fucking manners.
No, absolutely fucking
he
not.
He doesn't care about me.
There's football it's really on right now.
I'm good.
Yeah, Dave's just gonna be sitting there stroking his titties.
Yeah, well, they're a little saggy today. So.
Yeah, pointing down.
Wow.
Gross. But I'm doing well, Jeff. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well.
I appreciate you caring about me.
I do.
Although I got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed that I don't have a new iPhone yet.
But no, wait, hold on. More importantly, Jeff, how are you?
Didn't we just...
I'm exhausted. Didn't we cover it? We covered that. I'm also starving, and my wife is roaming around Stop and Shop looking for something to eat.
I totally missed that one.
But yeah. Yeah, no, listen. Great stuff, buddy. Great stuff.
You're the best producer in the business, Dave. I'm telling you right now, You're nailing it.
Yeah. What are you madder about? That Dave just fucked up this whole show, or that you don't have an iPhone?
The iPhone.
Really?
No, I'm really, really annoyed with Dave, I gotta be honest with you.
Right, well, let's take a few seconds to cool off, and we'll talk about the iPhone, get fired up.
All right.
Try to forget about Dave.
I've calmed down.
That's good. That's good. That was quick.
I just took an entire bottle of Xanax, and I think I'll be okay.
I don't know what a whole bottle of Xanax would do to you. I'm sure
not good.
You won't
not good.
Be okay.
30 pills of that would not be a
yeah, I'm sure
great
you won't be okay
choice.
In a little while.
No.
So you are still using an iPhone 6S.
Like a normal person.
That's a shame.
Gross.
What happened?
So apparently, you remember last week when I was talking about how Apple was going to be hit with a class action suit by a whole bunch of people that were doing the iPhone upgrade plan?
Yeah.
And they had limited quantities and people couldn't do it and yabba-dabba-dabba. Well, apparently, they took all of their inventory for launch day and refunneled it into the iPhone upgrade plans. Meaning anybody who was online that morning was not going to leave with a 7 Plus or a jet black or matte black 7 in any size. Then you come to me, who, because of a crazy deal that he was getting, ordered it through his carrier, and is not one of the two nation's largest carriers. So they are waiting to get phones pretty much at all, from what I can say, that aren't iPhone 7s. You can get an iPhone 7 if you want. I don't.
Right.
I enjoy knowing, finally, what 5.5 inches in my pants feels like. So it's pretty handy.
Those are some lofty goals.
Oh, hey, Jesus.
Listen, it's hard to manage sometimes, but I figure it out.
Yeah.
But if you have an iPhone Plus, you ain't getting it yet. And here I am. I'm that guy. And I did this with the first Apple Watch, too, where I'm like, all right, I'm betting the least popular configuration is going to be the phone in silver and with 256 gigs of storage. Now, I like silver. It matches all the rest of my stuff, so I don't mind that. And I want 256 gigs of storage so I can look at people with 128 gigs and go, ha,
yeah,
losers. But yeah, no, apparently they still haven't gotten them yet because my order, as of right now, is still processing.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
I'm in a similar boat because if you ask me what time it is, I can't fucking tell you.
That's dangerous.
I don't have an Apple Watch.
Oof. You were looking forward to that, too.
I really was.
You were calling me on launch day and stuff.
I really was looking forward to it. I finally committed and I was sold on it and I was all ready to go. And then this bullshit happens and I don't know when I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea. You know what? I mean.
And now, admittedly, with the state of the world, this is literally the least pressing problem in the world. But like, damn it, I want my shiny new toys.
Like Jay-Z said, there's much bigger issues in the world I know, but I first have to take care of the world I know.
It's just beautiful.
And, you know, there's definitely bigger problems, but what the fuck am I going to do about any of those, right?
Nothing. You could just buy shiny electronics to keep us,
yeah,
it was calm.
I was hoping that I'd get to use that Apple Watch for a little while before the end of the world in November.
would have been nice. Would have been nice. How about you, Dave? Did you get any new shiny electronics?
No.
Cool.
Well,
I had no interest in the iPhone or iWatch.
Apple Watch, not an iWatch.
Whatever.
Yeah, cretin. Jesus. Fucking,
I am a cretin.
Read a book.
I don't think they're in books yet.
It's all in iBooks.
Oh,
it's fine. It's fine. You just got to get it there. Not Amazon, though.
Oh, okay.
No, definitely
noted.
Not.
So, Dave,
mm-hmm.
You have no shiny toys.
No, I don't.
You don't listen after somebody's asked how they're doing.
Nope.
Do you have anything to bring to this podcast?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I have a story.
No.
Oh, God.
Why?
Oh, yes. Well, let us...
I mean,
it's
up to you. It's up to you. I mean, I can give you the Cliff Notes version. You can tell me inside.
No, just,
no,
just
you know,
punish
Dave,
us. It's
Dave,
fine.
I want you to be happy.
Okay, well, I mean, if you want me to be happy...
Happy.
You are going to take me to the Guggenheim.
Oh, okay. How much is that going to cost me?
Well, it's $25 to get in.
That's not no biggie.
All right. But the experience that you could potentially have when you go in there, I mean, I think it's worth it for all of us to give it a shot.
Oh, boy.
Do you really?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
Honestly, I honestly do. There's a new exhibit at the Guggenheim, and this exhibit it takes place in the bathroom.
In like a real bathroom?
Yeah, it's a real... Well, I mean, really, it was just a closet, but they turned it into a bathroom.
Okay.
An Italian sculptor made a solid 18-carat gold toilet that is for public use. And you wait online. The lines are ridiculous for this. And you can use the toilet. This 18-carat gold toilet with a security guard standing outside... guarding you as you take your shit.
To make sure somebody doesn't steal that toilet.
Yes. Now, there's a little controversy involved in this whole thing because this Italian sculptor named the toilet and has the nameplate on said toilet. What did he name it?
Dave's concept of interesting stories.
Yes. No, that's not right.
Jeff, Donald Trump.
Close. America.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Really?
Yeah, he named it America.
So there is, you said it was 18 carat?
18, yeah.
There is an 18 carat gold toilet in the Guggenheim named America that Joe Public can just go
and crap it
and take a shit on.
Yeah, and be guarded by one of the Guggenheim security guards.
Wow.
Wow, you do it.
That is, I kind of, not... The America thing bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
But I do kind of want to take a shit in that toilet.
So do I, yeah. Like, I was all for it. Until, I mean, once I heard the name of it, I was like, oh, that's terrible.
I'd have to bring a little pocket pack of Lysol wipes, though.
Oh, definitely. Because there's 100%,
no way I can. There's no way I can. There's gonna be a lot of random ass on that toilet. I couldn't do it.
That's horrifying,
right? I thought it was pretty cool, though.
The toilet part is cool.
Yeah. Once you named it America, that's a little weird. And also, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, real America, wouldn't it be just a regular porcelain toilet with just gold leaf on it?
Yeah. That's,
yeah, we wouldn't have real solid gold toilet.
That's my America. Fake it till you make it. Go ahead.
So there's a line to use this toilet. So CNN had a reporter there and were asking different people online, you know, why they were waiting online to, you know,
shit in America.
So the first person they talk about that they asked is an American man waiting in line with his daughter. And when asked, you know, why are you interested in taking a shit in America? And he just says, well, I really don't care about the name of the toilet or the toilet itself. I just figured it'd be a cool Instagram post. Typical American, I guess.
What?
Swear to God.
He's absolutely right, though.
I mean,
That's why you do. I mean, it's weird that he's with his daughter.
Yeah.
That's the weird
part.
First
of all, if your daughter is following you, does she want to see the steaming log of truth that you laid in America?
I wouldn't take a picture of the shit. Actually, I would. I would do that.
Yeah, you definitely would.
But
let's not play games here.
I would definitely, you know, throw a little selfie there.
Yeah,
dropping some heat on a 18-karat gold toilet. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck else is doing that?
And can I just say, just as a little bit of a criticism of CNN, not that I'm a journalist or anything, but the question isn't, why do you want to take a crap in America? The question that you ask is, what did you eat to cause the crap you're about to take in America?
You
judge people based on that. Like, if you just ate a Crave case from White Castle and you're just going to unload that, that might be the most American thing I've ever heard.
Now, there's two more people that they talked to. Do you want to know what they said?
I actually do.
Oddly, I do.
Okay. So the second one was a Russian woman that they asked the same question. And her answer was kind of sad, I'll be honest. It was, I want to see what it's like to be rich.
All right. I feel like people that are rich probably don't have...
Definitely would not have a solid... First of all, metal would get cold. Mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of metal it is.
Like, maybe the Yin-Yang twins had fucking a solid gold toilet. But I don't know. Like, a normal rich person, they probably don't.
No.
How much do you think that toilet costs?
I don't know. I don't know what the trade rate on gold is right now.
It's pretty high right now.
It's ridiculous.
Probably less thanks to Brexit, but, you know, other than that.
Yeah, but still, gold is
up there.
Yeah, man. Gold has still got to be up there.
How did he get enough gold to make an entire toilet?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's Italian.
Where did he source this gold from?
I don't know. I didn't do any research.
Yeah. I think this is actually, and by the way, we can't not mention the fact that Dave finally told a story that
we're interested.
Somewhat interested me.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
No problem.
Good work, Dave. Good work.
And we got one more German woman.
Let's hear this one.
And her take on this whole thing was, well, it just shows us that everybody shits. That was my favorite response out of all of them.
That is pretty... I mean, like, we learned that from Everybody Poops.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you needed to go hang out in the Guggenheim and crap into gold to find out that everyone shits, that's your business. Also, she's German. They're big on the shitting thing.
They do love their shit, the Germans.
Yep.
I feel like I already knew everyone shits. I already knew that fact.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
If I didn't know it in my head, I definitely knew it in my heart.
Yeah. That's it. Maybe that's what I was... Maybe I was just hoping that everyone shits. I'm glad that we finally have confirmation. But, hey, listen, of all of this, I'm still the most impressed that Dave did not put me to sleep with this story.
Yeah, that was really good. You are victorious today, sir. You really brought
Brought the house down.
A tip of the cap to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, nice work.
I'm going to shut up now for the rest of the episode.
Listen, this is a high point, buddy. Textbook win-win. If you don't know what a win-win is, you are listening to it right now. Dave told an interesting story, and now he's not going to talk anymore. That's a wonderful thing.
That is just beautiful.
So let's kick it back over to you.
Yeah.
How's everything going, man?
It's going all right.
You do anything nice this past weekend?
Went out to a place called the Meatball Shop. I'm sorry. It's the Meatball Place. The Meatball Shop is in Brooklyn. That's dope. This is the Meatball Place, but they spell meat, M-E-E-T.
Oh,
which
God.
Instantly just took them down like 12 points.
And this is like right over here, right?
Yeah. Food's pretty good, but... A little bit crowded, a little bit too douche bro-y.
I gotcha.
So that part wasn't my scene, but I did eat a whole bunch of ravioli and it was delicious, so.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Is it a blatant ripoff of the meatball
100%.
Shop?
100%. 100% ripoff of the meatball shop.
Now, not the same owners or anything like that,
not
right?
Not as far as I know.
Same okay. ones as the one in Patchogue. Or Babylon, whichever town that is out east.
Okay. But not the same as the
original.
Remember
that time he said he wasn't going to talk anymore?
Yeah, but that was useful information.
Short-lived.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was useful information.
Yeah, whatever. We'll let it slide, just because he brought us that gold.
Yeah,
that's
true.
See what I did there?
So, what, so you got ravioli there.
Yeah.
Did you get meatballs?
Of course I did.
How are they?
They're pretty good. They're much larger than they are at the meatball shop. The balls are much bigger in your mouth.
Okay.
But
so, which I know is, you know, I know you go half and half.
Yeah.
Sometimes you like, you know, bigger balls in your mouth and sometimes you don't.
Most of the time I like smaller cuz I can fit more in
right.
at one time.
I get you.
So that's pretty good. My biggest disappointment, though, was... Have you been to the meatball shop in Brooklyn?
I have not.
Okay, first of all, we need to change that, because it's a delight.
I very rarely go to Brooklyn. I actually... Two of my dearest friends in the world live in Brooklyn, and I don't think I've been there in 3 years.
Right, but this is for food.
You know what? That's... Funny that you say that. The last time I went to Brooklyn was for food. We drove to Roland Roasters.
Okay.
Right off the belt.
Yep.
And I think it's in Sheepshead Bay or wherever it is. But yeah, that was for food.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I know how to get you out of the house. Promise you some balls and you will show up.
That's true. I could actually call my friends and see if they want to meet there. That might be nice.
Or don't and be funny about it.
But I kind of miss them. Like I really,
oh, all right.
I haven't seen them in a couple of years.
Then you definitely should invite them.
Man.
And not be a total dick.
I'll tell you where I won't go.
Go ahead.
The meatball place. No. I can't get past the fact that it's M-E-E-T. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. It was really annoying. It really...
They could have done so much more.
They could have.
And they just...
No.
I hate it.
It was... it was okay, but... I'd rather go to Brooklyn.
That to me bothers me more, but in a similar way, that Noodles & Company is Noodles & Company and not the Noodle Company.
Yeah.
Like, don't make my fucking decisions for me. What if I just want noodles?
Right.
I don't want fucking company.
No. I'm a very isolated creature.
Oh,
all I
love
want
that place.
Is the noodles. Y'all, it's delicious.
Yeah, I love that place.
So good.
I saw a thing today that I can't wait to try.
What's that?
Now, it's a bit spicy, which might be...
problematic for me, because
yeah.
I come from people that just boil their food.
Puts it out of your range, but it is fried cheese.
Okay.
So, and basically, it is a buffalo wing.
Okay.
But instead of chicken inside of the batter, inside of the, then covered in the hot sauce, it is a chunk of mozzarella cheese, which sounds...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
That might be how I kill myself.
Yeah, it sounds...
That might be the way.
Although, I'm sure... I don't know if you've ever eaten buffalo wings.
Yeah.
So, you cut them, you know, you take like, a very simple one is you take like Frank's Red Hot and you cut it with butter. And that's right. How you make. So, the less butter that you cut it with, the less spicy it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the sooner you eat it, the less spicy it is.
Yeah.
So, you could make the same sauce, same amount of butter. And if you let it sit overnight... The next day, it's much spicier. I don't know what it is, but it's true. You might be able to, if you get a fresh batch with a little bit of butter, you might be able to take these and have yourself some nice fried mozzarella stick buffalo wings.
Anytime you can deep fry cheese, I'm all about it.
It looks good.
Hey, want to talk about something that's deep fried that was not good?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So, you've seen the advertisements for Burger King? The new Cheetos chicken fries?
Yes.
Yeah. Tastes like they just came out of the rectum of a hobo.
Oh. Eating... They taste like a homeless man's feces, is what you're saying.
It was horrifying.
Fritos chicken fries.
Cheeto.
Oh, Cheeto. Yeah.
You know, Chester Cheetah.
Yeah. It sounds disgusting.
It was not good. It was not good at all.
It really does. It sounds terrible.
I took a bite and basically looked like I had just died.
I'm pretty anti-Burger King.
I have no problem with Burger King's burgers. I find everything else there is kind of subpar.
Okay.
But the burger's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This has got nothing to do with anything, but...
I love it.
I was thinking about, in general, old episodes, and I know that I spoke about my daughter playing soccer.
You have?
Yes. So, she's back now for her second season.
Okay.
No longer a rookie. And I gotta tell you, she's showing some growth, man. 2 games in and she's got 2 goals.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 games in and she has 2 goals.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little... It's impressive because she's little. It's a little bit less impressive because they don't play with a goalie. But... but...
That was a little bit burying the lead there. Yeah. I gotta say. But that's fine. Still. Yeah, you know, still. She is... Itty bitty.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, she's actually out there. She's running after the ball. She's not fucking hugging the other team or waving, you know, or running off the field to come over and see what I'm drinking or whatever nonsense she came up with. But yeah, she actually she's doing pretty good. I'm pretty proud of her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And that's impressive.
I gotta tell you though, it also makes it infinitely better to go and watch because I'm not, you know, if I had hair to pull out, I'm not pulling my hair out on the sidelines because of her on-field shenanigans. But yeah, so she's got 2 goals so far. There's this, she would have 3, but there's this one little fuck on her team that is so much. Like, he kicks so much harder than every other kid, and as they were both going for it, he got in her way, and he kicked it, and you know what he does? He doesn't, like, run after the ball. He will stay, you know, he'll stay behind, wait for the ball to, like, pop out, and then he'll go and kick it, which is smart, but it's cheap, and I kind of want to beat this guy's dad up, you know? Like, he's just fucking... I don't even know if I could. I just want to. It just fucking annoys me that this kid does this, especially because he stole, you know...
A goal from
my daughter.
Yeah, makes that child literally human garbage.
Yeah, it made me want to physically harm this child. I know it shouldn't be like that. But
well, I mean, you didn't act on it, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Then it's fine.
Absolutely not. I wanted to, though.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I didn't too. To be honest with you, that's a bad look. Beating up one of the kids on your daughter's soccer team.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Not at all. So, but yeah, so, and my son is playing football now.
Nice.
Yeah. He's playing football now. He's one of the smallest guys on the team. He's the 7 and 8 year old. And he's only seven, and he's not, you know, a big guy for, he's not a big kid for seven. So, you know, you get that, like, there's this one kid on his team that is, he's eight, but he's
6'2", he's 300 pounds.
Yeah, he's huge.
Full beard.
Yeah, he's.
Is it you, Jeff?
No, I wish. I also wish I was 6'2". He's, you know, this other kid is a fucking full-grown man pushing that upper threshold of the weight limit to even play. And my son's a little guy, but he plays center. You know, the one, I don't know if you know this or not.
Nope.
Okay, so he's the one that snaps the ball to the quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's funny seeing him out there. He's a foot shorter than, like, all the other kids, and he's playing center, but he's enjoying it. He got to be the captain this week, so he loved that.
That's
cool. It was a good sports weekend for my family. Even though my son lost his game, they still played pretty well.
But they still lost.
Yeah, no, they
so
lost.
So they did not win.
No, they did not.
Okay.
And I, you know, he asked me.
Which is fine. I mean, you know, there has to be a loser.
There has to be a loser. And I'm not one of those parents that it's all about the fun. It's not. It's fucking, it's about winning.
Yeah.
It's about, arts and crafts are all about the fun.
That's true. I mean, for me, sports are all about the fun, but that's because I don't care. So when my
children. So they're not even about the fun for you. You don't even care about them.
Right. Yeah. No. So when my children are out playing sports, then I sit there and look at them and go, wait, these aren't my children, then I have to run away before the cops come and collect me.
Don't let anybody see these binoculars.
What you doing over there, Dave?
Oh, you know, stuff and things.
All right, good.
What about you? Did you do anything this weekend?
I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame with my lovely girlfriend, and then we went to Omegang Brewery, which is right over there. Fucking delicious.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. I recommend going there for the food. If not
really?
The beer. If not the beer, go for the food. Fucking delicious.
Some of their beer is pretty good.
Oh, they have some new ones that are absolutely amazing.
I saw you post something about a cannonball.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm sure you both know growlers.
Yes,
okay. Sure.
This is a ceramic growler that looks like a cannonball.
Okay,
nice.
It's really cool. It holds about, I think it holds a liter of beer. Which is pretty solid.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cheap.
I hope not. It should be a liquid.
What's that?
He said it'd be solid. I was saying it should be a liquid.
Oh, good joke.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I just wanted to feel like what it's like to be you for a minute, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I don't like it.
He shot your joke down.
Just a little.
I want you to bask in that for a little while. Let Dave finish his story. I want that to simmer on you for a little while, that you just got shot the fuck down on that hilarious on that hilarious states of matter joke.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't even realize I was saying it as I was saying it. It was just in my head.
Just came out.
And it just came out. I was
gotcha.
Just like, oh.
Dave,
oh, why did that happen?
Dave did not find that funny whatsoever.
I didn't find it funny whatsoever.
So did you get to keep the cannonball?
Yeah, I got it in my house. I can refill it whenever I want with any beer I want. It's great.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the other thing is they do, like, the tastings, whatever. $5, you get, they have 7 beers on tap. So you get a 4-ounce pour of all 7, and you get to keep the little tasting glass for $5. It's pretty solid.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
Then after that, we went to the Cooperstown Distillery, had some whiskey. Fucking awesome.
Did they have, what's the whiskey before it gets put in the barrels? White whiskey?
White whiskey.
Did they have that?
They do, but they don't serve it separately. They use it for a drink. Forget what it's called. But
okay.
They use it for a drink. They don't use it. They don't serve it separately. They have a Fireball wannabe called Spitball.
Oh, my. Not even trying.
No, not even a little bit. And then they have the standards.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Small. That's a smaller distillery.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Good.
Opened about a year ago. Delicious, and it got me hammered. So I woke up the next day, and my girlfriend was cuddling with a giant barrel plastic jug thing of cheese balls. You know, like the cheese puff balls?
Yeah. Those are disgusting, by the way.
Oh, they're delicious.
You love them?
Oh, my God. I love those things.
Oh, man. Those things are brutal.
I love those things. How about you, Ed?
I'm putting myself in timeout. I'm not talking. I'm that ashamed.
Yeah.
I really wanted that. I wanted that to set in.
But I don't like those cheese balls very much.
I love those cheese balls. We did work on that giant jug of them.
Those cheese balls is one of those things, like, when you dorm at college and there's nothing else left, you know, and you're like, oh fuck, I guess I'll eat these cheese balls. Meanwhile, it's April, you bought them in September, nobody's touched them since, but you're like, I'm not cooking anything, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just gonna eat these disgusting cheese balls.
I'll be honest, I'm not gonna have them for a long time because of how many I ate.
Yeah,
but they were good in the moment.
Now, so we've talked about cheese balls. We talked earlier about Cheetos. Mm-hmm. I hate both of those things.
Okay.
I know I'm not in the majority. I know a lot of people love Cheetos. I don't get the I don't like the crunchy ones. I like the puffed.
I like the puffed.
See, I like the crunchy.
Yeah?
Don't like the puffed.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff.
I like the puffed, and they do taste different than the cheese balls.
Yes, they do.
Without a doubt.
100%, yes. The cheese balls are just air.
So you're a crunchy guy.
I am.
All right, and which brand? Are you a Wise or a Cheetos? What's the Wise one? Cheese Doodles?
Yeah,
Doodles. I like Cheese Doodles.
That's a good call.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good call. Now,
Doodles are very yummy.
I think there's a bit more of a variety for the puffed.
Yes, there are.
You have Cheetos has puffed. Wise has the red bag of Cheese Doodles.
Yep.
And then Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some fucking off-brands, America's Choice, cheese curls, or whatever the fuck they call it. But we're gonna you know,
puff
stick
cheese
to the
dicks. Yeah. Here you go.
We're gonna stick to the main,
to the big three.
Yeah,
if you
we'll
will.
Stick to the big three. What do you have an opinion on puffed?
Not really.
Okay. So you're gonna abstain from this part.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
What about you?
Obviously not the off-brand.
No, leave that out.
Yeah,
big three.
All right. I think just the... probably Wise.
That's a good choice.
I'm probably going Wise.
You would have been wrong with any other one.
Yeah.
You would have been dead wrong with any other one.
I'm trying not to be wrong this episode.
Cheetos,
you're doing real well.
So yeah, far. You are. Yeah.
Horrifying.
Cheetos has... I feel like the Cheetos Puffs were late to the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know that the Wise cheese doodles are the same exact fake shit that the Jacks are, for some reason, Jacks tastes like cheese chemicals to me. You know where?
You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Saying cheese doodle is way more satisfying.
Well, to me,
than Jacks, and therefore in your brain, you're just like, cheese doodles are way more delicious.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I look at, you know, what is it? Like Kleenex.
Yeah.
Right? Like, pass me a Kleenex. Meanwhile, Kleenex is just a brand. I look at cheese doodles the same way. Like, Jax makes Jax cheese doodles.
Yeah.
You know?
But they're not cheese doodles.
Yeah.
They're puffed cheese dicks. And I'm sticking with puffed cheese dicks.
Puffed cheese dicks.
Yep.
What are the crunchy ones, then?
See a doctor.
Yeah, that's quite a...
Good advice.
Yeah. It's quite a malformed cheese dick. It looks like a stalagmite. A cheese stalagmite dick. Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe I have a certain level of comfort with the cheese doodles. They're the ones that I've been eating my whole life.
Yeah.
I tell you what, back in the day, you give me a bag of cheese doodles and a can of Surge, and that is a quick way for me to become obese. That is... That really was a delicious combination.
It is good.
Were you a Surge fan?
Oh, yeah. I love Surge.
I love that it's back.
I got to go order me some more Surges.
They actually sell it right over here at the 7-Eleven.
I guess shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Oof.
We're going to make a stop?
Yeah. And recently...
I mean, I usually order them by the case from Amazon, but
right.
just as a, you know, drive through.
I'm just so glad that they're back.
Me too. So
speaking of things being back, I walk into the there's like a cafe in my office building, and what do I see on the shelf but Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, that's back too.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because Crystal Pepsi, as far as I recall, was disgusting.
Yeah, but I think it's that whole nostalgia.
Everybody's like, oh man, those 90s, they were great. Have you seen how people dressed in the 90s? They were not that great, people.
I still dress like that. They were great. I love Crystal Pepsi. I love the 90s, and I don't remember. I wore JNCO jeans, probably.
Yeah, you look like a JNCO kid.
Smart money's on JNCO jeans for me. My friend wore them. He would wear, like, the kickwear ones that were, like, absurd. He would wear those, and he was a bigger guy. He would wear those and then wear, like, a very form-fitting sweatshirt with them. Awesome. Guy was a fucking pioneer.
I had a friend that did that, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was real, I've seen ball gown dresses things, whatever they're called,
yep,
that are smaller than this kid's. Old JNCOs.
Oh, some of them were ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. You could, if you were trying to smuggle in like four children into anywhere, you could do it.
Oh yeah.
You wanted to strap a chicken parm hero to your leg to go into the movies? You could definitely get away with it.
Well,
people used to brag about the circumference of the bottom.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was the
advertisement.
Yeah.
It was like some people had their rims.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my fat friends had our wide legged pants. There was actually a place over here called Pants Palace or something
there was.
Like that.
Yeah.
And
classy.
That was the place to go to steal JNCO jeans. And they made, you know, you make it so easy because you fucking make the pants so big that you can fit four pairs underneath them. You know, like it's a built-in tool for thievery.
That's true. I never thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're asking. It's like they're asking for it.
But that just is just a terrible business model.
Terrible.
Absolutely. I would insist no JNCOs into my JNCO store.
Then
what would it be? Or I'd force you to like duct tape your pants closed.
Okay.
Mm. Better than take your pants off.
Yeah, because...
I don't know.
There's some legal situations. Well, it was the 90s. Who's really going to notice?
God,
that was like right before children started to matter.
JNCO jeans and a Tommy Hilfiger polo.
You were the talk of the town.
Ladies.
All set. You put on or if you were like real cool, you got that Nautica polo on.
Mm. Yep.
You were feeling mad boobies if you were if you rocked a pair of that.
Mad
you rocked that right
there.
You were touching boobies left and right.
I didn't wear those clothes.
Neither did I.
What did you wear?
Basically, what I'm wearing now.
Really?
I've been rocking button downs and jeans since way before it was appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the way kids dress to go to school?
Oh, it's like highlighters.
I wish.
No,
I wish I could dress like this. Like
I don't know
with the high socks.
Yeah, they wear like the cholo socks, but like these kids go to like you go to high school in sweatpants and a t-shirt and like nobody thinks anything of it.
Why? Put on some real pants, people.
No, fuck that.
Come on.
You I used to spend time like getting ready for school.
You had to.
Oh, I wish. I wish now. I just go to school wearing sweatpants. I'd be that kid. I'd wear the same sweatpants every day. I wouldn't even care. It'd be awesome.
I'd be more of like a mesh short kind of guy over sweatpants.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. If I could, that's what I would do.
Let me tell you the one drawback. Hiding a boner.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You have that random Not boner easy. In a English
you get, yeah. You get one of those narbs, those no apparent reason boners. You get a sweet narb and you're in trouble.
What's it, Chris Hardwick? Oh, no-ners. That's what it is.
Yeah, not easy to hide in sweatpants or mesh shorts.
It's true.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess you got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
So.
You do.
So... What else? You had anything else?
Not really, man. You know, I did. This wasn't last weekend, but I did go to a birthday party for our dear social media manager.
Oh, Dominique. How was it?
It was great. It was a picnic in Prospect Park, and I brought a pizza because I bring the best picnic food.
Where'd you get the pizza from?
It was just a place that was down the street.
And honestly, if
it
in,
doesn't matter,
in Brooklyn, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you like you know brought some you know. Like no. specific pie.
Like yeah. L&B's or something?
Yeah.
No, I just was... I walked down the street and I was like, oh, here's the first pizza place I found. And then had to walk 2 miles with a pizza as joggers were walking past me. I was like, ah, you fitness assholes, smell this. You can't have it.
I guarantee you, like 9 out of 10 of those joggers got some pizza after their run.
Oh, I was getting death stares. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I felt so good.
Good.
Like, you son of a bitch. walking my route with a delicious pizza.
I just had a kale smoothie, and now you're walking around with pizza? What the hell?
I'm running.
Oh, God.
This is pointless.
Miserable.
Happy birthday. To Dominique.
Yep.
Definitely.
Good work on the pizza. Pizza Thanks. Is a good picnic food.
It
Pizza's
is.
A good anything, anywhere, mm-hmm. anytime
I'm
food.
All about it.
Now, wait until you start going to... Well, you have a bunch of nieces and nephews. Have you gone to any kids' parties?
Yeah, plenty of them.
How fucking good is the pizza at a
always,
kids' party?
Always on point.
It's always delicious. You could go for dinner to the same pizza place, take it home, and it's dog shit pizza. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, yep. at a kid's pizza party, that and the little, like, 4-ounce cup of fucking High C or of Hawaiian it Punch makes, or something.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, this pizza's so delicious.
It really is. And I end up eating more pizza than all the kids combined, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the way that you should do it.
Yeah.
Forget I mean, it. You're taller than them, so you can obviously sure. swat them out of the way.
Yeah. At least most of them. Kids are getting tall these days.
My son likes bowling. His last birthday party was at the bowling alley.
Nice.
And they made the pizza in-house.
Ooh.
And normally I'd be like, that's going to be disgusting yeah, fucking pizza.
It's going to be Elio's.
I ate an entire pie because the pizza was so good. I couldn't believe it.
Which bowling alley is this?
The one right over here.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Couldn't believe it. I guarantee
we'll
you.
Just go there for
there.
Dinner yeah, one
gonna
night.
Be, it's yeah. going to be dog shit, though.
I guarantee you go you there. And go it's there the most disgusting party. Pizza you've ever
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
Yo, can your kid have a birthday party like next week? I'll just go get some pizza. Mm.
Yeah, I guess so. All we right, could cool. just go to some kid's birthday party.
I mean, how long? It
I don't think
like...
Dave's legally allowed to just go to some kid's birthday party.
We'll just sneak him out of peace.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it's only going to be like another month or so before you have to go to a party because he's back in school and stuff.
Ugh, I know.
Those things pop up like crazy.
That's one. That is a nice thing about summer vacation. No fucking birthday parties to go to.
As the kid who had the birthday in the summer, sucks. Sucks real hard.
Hey.
When you have to have your birthday party in February because for your half birthday, it's the only time that your friends will be there.
Oh, that's great.
That explains so much.
Yeah. It does.
How old are you today? 8 and a half. What?
Who gives a fuck?
And now you understand why I have like a week long birthday party. Because I just drag everybody. You cannot leave.
You should have moved to Florida where school starts earlier.
Mm-hmm.
No thank you.
Well, listen,
they have air conditioning at least.
Yeah, but they also have Florida.
Well,
that's a good point.
Very good point.
There's a lot of Florida in Florida. That's without a doubt.
It's a pretty solid counterpoint.
Way too much Florida.
Yeah. I would say 98 to 99% too much Florida exists in Florida.
Yeah.
Hot take.
So what have we learned today?
Cheese doodles are dope.
Yeah.
Meatball place. Has a stupid name.
Stupid name.
Meatball shop is dope. Dave can bring stories that are good. I was so thrown by that just this terrible joke came out of my mouth. I'm ashamed of it, but
yeah, the joke was not great, but the feeling that you had afterward was priceless.
But you
honestly.
saw it, you feel, you knew that I knew. That I just ruined life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accept my punishment.
I got to tell you, I felt bad for you. As bad as that joke was, I felt bad for you. Because if I I don't know what I'm going to do. I might physically hurt him if he ever shuts me down like that, because I won't know. I don't have a coping mechanism. A coping mechanism for that.
If you know that you're that wrong, that Dave is right in shutting you down, then you know your life is just been
forever. Really not his game, man.
No.
He is not big on shitting on someone else's joke.
He's usually very supportive, but this time... I will openly admit, Dave was right.
You got you got Meek Milled real hard.
I really did.
You got Meek really Milled did. Real hard.
What else did we learn? Apple can't get things that are shiny into my hands fast enough.
I'm getting so mad at that. And I'm furious that there's a golden toilet, but it's named America.
And there's that, yeah. A golden toilet named America, which is just a little bit too luxurious for America.
I am proud of the German lady that realizes that everyone shits.
Yeah, I guess. I think that's the...
It's a big...
If we were going to go for a moral of this episode, I think it's that everyone shits.
It's true.
It's true.
Remember that, folks. Until next time.
Everyone does it. Mm-hmm. Poop away.